Welcome to another episode of Discussions Podcast. I'm your hostess, Destiny, aka Des. I first and foremost want to say happy Pride Month to everyone who celebrates. Discussions Podcast is an LGBTQIA plus friendly podcast, and we will not be on here spewing any type of homophobic or hateful rhetoric. Love is love, and if you got an issue, then just don't listen to me. Sorry. Not sorry at all. Also, happy Juneteenth. It's coming up, y'all. It's going to be on the 19th. It's going to be a lit year. If you have the day off, please enjoy it. Please go do something to support Black businesses. Go to the African American Museum. Do something. Enjoy your day off. We earned it. We had to fight like hell to get it. y'all, the funniest thing happened on Twitter the other day. I was just scrolling and I seen that Sean Kingston, y'all know Sean Kingston, in denial, you know the other word, but I'm not saying it. Apparently he got doxxed. Apparently he was scamming his lean man or jugging his lean man. Either way, he was getting off on the plug and them niggas hacked him, released all his information, his name, his number, his T-Mobile account with a $7,500 past due balance. They dropped the social security number and everything. Actually, they dropped the social security number first, tried to go open up some phones in that man's name, seeing that he had a $7,500 balance, and then didn't do it. And then there's a screenshot of his T-Mobile account and everything. Whoever he pissed off, I'm weak. But the person that doxxed him is lame as fuck, and then he's lame as fuck for scamming on some fucking lean. Like, you're supposed to be rich, but he hasn't had a hit. And anyways, not gonna go that far. But yeah, if you dox people, that's lame as fuck. And if you jugging people, that's lame as fuck too. So I guess, anyways, no, but that had me weak because I kept thinking about that one meme from the Boondocks. I'm like, damn, what do you do to make them niggas that mad? Because, like, to have your entire social security number leaked on the social media, like, that's crazy as fuck. Anybody can open up anything your name. I seen a tweet saying that man had 123 credit score. They could have been lying. They always lying on Twitter. But that junk just had me so weak because y'all did not have to dox that man. And then I felt bad because I'm like, maybe it's trending on Twitter. I went to go check my Twitter trends. It was not even trending. How y'all gonna dox that man? And at least he can't even, can he trend? Can the song get back on the charts? At least y'all help this man out. Let's get this man some money. Go listen to In Denial or what's the song he made? Any Money Mo by Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber. Anyways, I'm gonna continue. Oh, by the way, everybody, I just wanna say a very special fuck you to the man that backed into my car yesterday. Yeah, you threw me off. I ain't gonna lie. You threw me off, and I hope the rest of your week is terrible. I hope the ticket that cop gave you was like $500. And I don't know. I hope you get 3 points on your license, 4 points on your license, because you're wrong. You fucked my little Sapphire up, okay? She is toe up down there. But no weapons formed against us shall prosper. But you almost prospered yesterday, I ain't gonna lie. But damn, blew the fuck out of me. Also, y'all, I didn't know if I told y'all on the last episode when I gave y'all my small little update. Your girl's about to be an auntie. Yes, sir. I got a nephew doing, I think, 9 weeks. I got a nephew doing 9 weeks. I'm so excited to be my first time auntie. You know, I love the kids. I love the kids. I love spoiling the kids. So it's going to be fun to have my own kid to spoil. That's not really my kid that I can give. But anyways, so I'm really excited. And congratulations to my brother and my sister-in-law for having a beautiful, healthy pregnancy, and I can't wait to meet my nephew. So moving forward, y'all, today we are going to talk about something that has been irritating the fuck out of me since the pandemic started. Honestly, since that shift in Twitter began to happen. You niggas are diabolical, and I can take, you're diabolical. A big reason why I decided to take a break from podcasting on top of, like, the main reason was the fact that podcast culture had got so fucking toxic on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook. And people were just, everybody and their daddy was just getting a podcast, and they were getting on that podcast, and they were just talking a bunch of bullshit. And everybody was just believing everything they said. Like, it was just getting old, and all these scenarios was beginning to come up. And then I turn around one day, and everywhere I look, it's the same scenarios on all three social media sites. We was talking about the same shit. We was talking about what a man needs to bring to the table in order to get in a relationship. What a woman needs to bring to said table. What what a relationship should be. Should it be 50-50? Should he cover the bills? Should she cover the bills? Should the mama sit in the front seat? Should the grandma sit in the back seat? Should the auntie sit in the front seat next to the baby mama's auntie? Or the who comes first, your daddy, your granddaddy, or your uncle, or your son, or your, you know, or who you making a plate for first? Y'all, that, I just want to let y'all know that them conversations are getting old. We got to retire them. And when I say y'all, I mean like the people who are podcasting who still talks about this stupid ass shit. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I really am. I cannot hear another podcast talking about how a woman should be, what a woman should do with her body, what a woman should wear, what music they should listen to. We can't like shit, according to what I be hearing. Men and pygmy women get mad at the music we listen to. We can't get ripped out the plastic. We can't listen to anything provocative. We can't dress provocative because then we bring an unwanted attention, which goes into a completely different conversation about how men and women handle rape culture. We'll tackle that a different day. And honestly, it's just kind of sad to see my community be a part of these conversations, because it's, I'm not gonna say it's only us, but it's us. It's us. And frankly, I'm just tired of seeing it. I'm just tired of seeing it because we can have other conversations. We could talk about so much more. Like, for example, even during my daily discussions when I was asking my supporters who, like, what do they want to hear from me? Because I'm pretty sure everybody's tired of hearing the same shit. I was getting some good answers. Some people were saying they want episodes on managing our 20s and you know, being transitioning from early 20s to mid 20s to late 20s. Or, you know, someone commented that they want to know more about polygamy and polyamory. And I was like, okay, we can get down like that. I have a friend who's poly and they would love to, you know, I would love to talk to them about it and gauge, you know, see how that type of dynamic works and, you know, actually learn. But the podcast that I was listening to, it was just all very bashful and very hateful. And it was all about the qualities that some men and some women don't have and what they need to do and how they need to get. And that shit, which is getting a little bit old. Like, how are you going to sit behind a microphone and tell me how to live my life for your acceptance, for your validation, for a society that don't really give a freak about me anyway? And I'm not even trying to, like, be on my soapbox and start preaching that nobody care about black women. But I'm sorry to say, nobody really care about us unless we fit a certain aesthetic. I know they always say the most disrespected person in the world is a black woman, but no, the most disrespected person in the world is a fat, black, disabled, gay woman. Yeah. I'm sorry, a fat, dark-skinned, disabled black woman, gay black woman. Like, it's just crazy having to hear every, like, most qualities about myself being condemned in the name of social media. Like, damn. At first, it's, you know, if you're over a certain amount, if you're over a certain weight, you're not attractive. If you don't cook, you're not a useful woman. If you don't want to have kids, if you don't want to do this, men can't even be affectionate with their friends. They can't even hug their friends. They can't even wear certain clothing. They can't, you know, express their emotions. Like, no one can really do nothing nowadays. And y'all get behind these microphones and y'all just talk about how it's acceptable. And then y'all don't even know that y'all building an audience and y'all spewing all this hateful stuff, and all these kids is soaking in all this information, and now they think it's okay to treat people like this or have these thoughts and have these ideologies when it's not okay. It's not okay. So now people are trying to, in real life, trying to adjust their relationships to fit what they heard is what men want. And it's kind of dangerous. Because anybody can just say anything, and then us being as gullible as we are, or, you know, we believe it. We don't even fact check it. So now you got a whole generation of young men and young women believing that this is how it's supposed to be when it's not. And it saddens me because the people that's teaching them this stuff is their parents and their aunts and their cousins and their uncles. Their family members believe that. And our environment plays a big part of who we are and how we grow up and how we think. So You're teaching your kids all this ignorant ass stuff, and then they're gonna grow up being just as ignorant. And where does that leave us? I'm scared to have kids, y'all. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie to you. I am. I don't want to bring my kid into a world where they feel like they have to be scared to come to me and tell me that they're gay, or that they're too fat, or that they're not talented enough, or they're not light enough, or their hair is not long enough, or their hair is not curly enough. You know what I'm saying? Or they're too skinny, or they're too sensitive. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to stop that. I thought that my generation grew up with identity issues and self-esteem issues. No. This upcoming, Lord Jesus, because they're growing up with ignorant-ass parents who is okay with teaching all these ignorant-ass, I don't know, concepts. And then they get a platform and condemn that shit. Like, for example, that Dani Lee bitch, like, she did all that about a yellow bone is what he want and all this. Her daughter ended up being dark-skinned and everybody's like, ha-ha, you got a dark-skinned daughter now. No, it's not ha-ha. It's not karma. It's not revenge. Like, now it's about to be a young dark-skinned woman getting raised by a mom who don't like dark-skinned women, one, and think that she's better than dark-skinned women. So now it's going to be that weird dynamic where you don't know if your mama really... You don't really know where your mother ideas lie on who you are as a person. That's not cute. We shouldn't only have that sense of empathy for our kids and our family members or our sisters or our brothers, or you know that you want to treat your sisters and brothers like that, but it's okay to do everybody else like that. No. And then you got pick me women who get on these, you know, on these podcasts or get these platforms or on TikTok or Facebook, wherever you want to do. And y'all get on here and y'all condemn women as well and make men think that they're validated because you're validating them because you're a bird brain that he thinks it's okay to say it because you said it's okay. And it's just like, y'all need to start being girls. Like, y'all need to stop trying to get this male validation, because it's not going to get us anywhere in a movement, and it's not going to get us anywhere as women. The only thing that's going to keep a man is him wanting to be kept, not the fact that you can cook and clean and you're desirable and you're sexy and you're this and that. Even the finest of celebrities have been cheated on, and you think that just because you agree that women belong in the kitchen or that women should be giving up 85% of their paycheck or they should be submitting in the bedroom, you think just because that you believe you're agreeing with them that that's going to stop a man from doing you bogus or doing you the same way? Come on. Or you got men on here telling other men that they can't be vulnerable, that they can't be sad, that they can't cry, they can't be sensitive, they can't be expressive with their clothes. They can't wear what they want to wear. They can't do certain stuff because it's too this, this, and that. No. Like, who are y'all? You know? And then I thought about something the other day. I was like, everybody, I think a common theme on social media is that people want to be different. They want to stand out. And they want their content to stand out. And I think the key word of it is like, I'm different. I'm different from what y'all used to. You know what I'm saying? That's what we like. We like something fresh, a fresh perspective, right? That's what we aim towards. But then in the same sentence, y'all turn around and condemn people from being different. Y'all bully overweight kids. Y'all bully people with disabilities. Y'all bully members of the LGBTQ community. But being different is good, right? That's what we're all aiming to do. We all want to have an original business, an original idea, original content creation. We all want to be original. But then we kind of just disregard different people. It's a problem. Kids are getting bullied. Kids are getting killed. But there's so many conversations to be had in the Black community in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, just moving forward and how we can uplift our community and how we can continue to evolve and, you know, how we can get over our traumas as a community and stuff like that. We don't have those conversations, though. We don't talk about that enough. We're too busy worried about if Sally and Dwayne is going to split the rent in half or if Dwayne is able to provide for his household while Sally go to school or something like that. Like, y'all don't even give like healthy scenarios like that. Y'all give I need a nigga that needs to pay 95% of the bills and then give me 5% of the money. Like, that shit just gets like, I'm tired of that. Grown people figure out what's best for their household. My parents figured out what's best for their household, and my parents they they split shit and it works for them. But then I have a friend who parents where the dad does everything, or maybe the mom does everything and then dad stays home. Or I've seen so many different dynamics, but you know what? It's worked for the family, so I'm not about to condemn nobody's dynamic. And I'm just tired of seeing it. Tired of talking about it. Let's have some other conversations. Please. With the fake scenarios, what would you do if your best friend, daddy's sister came and kissed you while your girlfriend was in her? Like, nobody, y'all. We the only people that talk about this stuff. I don't be seeing this type of discourse across other, you know what I'm saying? I don't see it. Other communities. It could be there. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying the scenarios and all the, it's getting old. So podcast culture had, it really turned me the fuck off. It turned me off. I was so over it. Cause I'm like, this is it? We can't have no positive conversation about each other. Everything got to be the Kevin Samuels approach. He was a hypocrite. The man was a hypocrite. He sat on here and told y'all all day, every day about the type of women that y'all shouldn't be dating and the type of foods that y'all shouldn't be eating and the type of money that y'all need to be making. How did that man die? Broke. Clogged arteries. And he had a plus size girlfriend. Come on, y'all. We can't be this dense. We are the generation that survived 4X. Y'all can't be this dense. Then again, 4X was able to expand because of y'all, so never mind. Never mind. Never. But yeah, y'all. I just say all this to say, I'm tired. I'm so tired. And it's just like, I do kind of feel like sometimes we real gullible. Like, we be so quick to believe what we see or hear on the internet without fact-checking it. That's kind of dangerous. It's how rumors get spread. It's how niggas was up here thinking that Jamie Foxx was dead for a week. Or about to die for a week. Because y'all believe everything without fact-checking it. We got to do better. And the double standards be crazy. In what world? I didn't know we would ever come to a time where, like, y'all are making it seem like basic human emotion or basic human thought or caring for somebody or anything is a bad thing. Like I said, people are using the platforms wrong, y'all. And I'm not about to keep repeating myself, because I'm about to start repeating myself. Like, it's we need to have a wider range of conversation. We really do. And you know what's crazy? I had to re-record this because I was listening to the first like version of it earlier, and I was like, you're doing too much. Like, yo, I was just doing a little bit too much, just getting a little bit too deep into it. So I got it together though. I got it together. And I guess I'm just saying all this to say is because I really, one thing, like my biggest goal for this show is engagement. Like, this show is called Discussions, and that's what I want to do. Like, I want to have those complicated conversations. Because we really are the future of this world. And the way that we're, in the direction that we're headed now, it's just not good. Like, I feel like we work so hard to get so far. And I feel like in some ways we kind of regressing. And it starts with media. And, you know, people are... like, podcasting is getting bigger than it had. Like, I'm not, you know, podcasting always been big, but like, more people are starting to dive into it, and we're starting to get a lot of different perspectives, and that's a really good thing, because I think that we all deserve an outlet. But at the same time, the wrong information is getting out there, and I'm not saying I'm the perfect source of information. There's going to be times where I'm wrong, and that's the times where I want y'all to get my ass together. But I'm just saying, like, it's too many ignorant motherfuckers getting out here and saying all this hateful stuff about men, about women, about people who are different. And that's becoming the norm. And these kids are following in that direction. And I don't want that. I don't want my people to come on my page and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to agree with that ignorant shit. Because no. And y'all just don't care. Y'all blame it on the world being so sensitive. I'm so sick and tired of that too. I'm so sick and tired of people blaming everything on the world being sensitive and, oh, I miss it back in the day when everything wasn't so da-da-da-da. Like, I get where y'all coming from, don't get me wrong, but like, disrespecting somebody's lifestyle and condemning their lifestyle, I just don't think that somebody reacting to that is being sensitive. Like, there is some things where I do understand where y'all are coming from, and there's like cause for people do be over, like they kind of twist it and they make it something that's not, and that's when it becomes a little bit over dramatic and like overreacting. But y'all be making it seem like it's okay to still like utter certain slurs and stuff like that, and it's just not. I mean, I didn't know that that was part of being sensitive, trying to reclaim this. Like, we don't want, you know, white people saying the N-word. We shouldn't be using the F-word. We shouldn't be using the, you know, the R-word, the G-word. We shouldn't be using none of those words. Like, I don't, yeah, I mean, I, and then y'all be like, yeah, it was so much better when everybody wasn't so sensitive about certain shit. And it's just like, yeah, I get that. But at the same time, it's an era to bring awareness to this type of stuff. And if you don't agree with me, you don't have to. I don't really care who don't agree with me. I'm all for respecting somebody's lifestyle. There's cases where I don't even agree with some stuff, but I'm never going to condemn somebody because of it. I ain't even mean to get on my soapbox right there, y'all. I'm so sorry. I don't know. I think after a while, I just get tired of seeing the same shit. And it's just like, are y'all ever going to understand? I feel like we strive so hard to be different from the generation before us, but there's still some stuff rooted in us that we need to kind of get rid of for the future of these kids. And one of those things is just worry about your own life. If something don't work for you, it just don't work for you. But you can't sit up here and bash somebody for it working for them. And I'm talking about just like ethical things. I'm not talking about like creepy ass shit. I'm talking about like within reason, of course. And the conversations, these old ass conversations, they gotta stop. We gotta dead those. So that's what we're gonna do on our show. We're gonna dead those. We're gonna have productive conversations. And I'm not saying that you can't talk about like your relationships and stuff. Yeah, but like, we just gotta stop putting the blame on like generalizing everything. And me, that comes for me too. That goes for me too. And then like, I think the part that kind of bothers me is that we all get hurt. I've been hurt before by men that I've trusted. I've been hurt, but I don't lose hope in all men. I don't bash all men. I have my days where I'm frustrated with men and I can't stand them, but I'm not about to get up here on this podcast and bash them. Not in that manner. I'm not about to sit here and pick apart every single thing a man does, from y'all music choices to y'all favorite TV shows to the type of accessories you like to put on your body to makeup. Not going to do that. Some of these people who be running these podcasts be on here holding grudges from the 7th grade, from little TT that rejected him on the playground. Now you hate all women. And then the only type of empathy or sympathy you have is for those in your family. Yeah, crazy. So I'm just tired of seeing it. And I've been muting and blocking and removing a lot of people. I'm just tired of seeing the same shit. I'm sorry. But yeah, y'all, that's all I got for right now. I will definitely be back in another 2 Wednesdays. I was thinking about making a Juneteenth episode, but I don't know what I want to do with it yet. So I'm not going to promise it. But in the event that I don't decide to do it, then I will be posting. I think 2 weeks from now is the 21st. So it'll be past Juneteenth by the time that I post this. But if I decide to release that Juneteenth episode, it probably will be out on Juneteenth. But in the meantime, please make sure to follow me on social media. My Instagram is @discussions or @Ruckerstagram. You can follow me on Facebook @discussionspodcast. And you can follow me on Twitter @GoldenDesk with 3 S's. My podcast will be available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, Overcast, Breaker. I'm probably missing some stuff. It's all in the link tree, which is in my bio on my Instagram. in will be in the show notes. Please, during our daily discussions, please let me know what type of conversations you want to hear. Thank you guys for supporting me. And as always, I will see you when I see you.